And then your mother, then she lived quite a bit longer than that.
Yeah, she lived to be nearly 85 years old. She, during that time, she stayed then for a while. My brother Ryan was working in the broom factory with George in industry, you know, and he and mother stayed in that same home with some old widow for a while. And then for another while Hattie in those years was working in Hastings, Mom was with her. And then, of course, when we had moved from Ash Grove, Dad died in 31, and then in 33, Phil was born then in the Christmas, or the day before Christmas Eve, on the 23rd of 32, and in the March of 33, we went to Oxford. And then Mom stayed with us for a while. Sometime just came out and stayed with us, and then she would go to Walters at Lee there, Nebraska, you know. He was living near Lee, farming. And then she moved about. And then she even brought her, I think her furniture was brought to Oxford, and she lived with us. I don't know if it was a half a year or a year, until then finally she moved out to Idaho and stayed between Clara and Hattie. You see, Hattie had by that time gone to Idaho and gotten married to Otto Ehlers, and so mother went up there. I think most of the time she stayed with Clara, but also sometime for a while with Hattie in Twin Falls. Claire, you know, lived out on that clover track between Twin Falls, sort of, and Buell, where Ernest later on bought a home and lived with Claire there, and then now with Emma.
And and then your mother, and when did she die?
Well, a mother, you know, we had moved from Oxford to Bremen in 44, October 44. Beth was only 6 weeks old, or even only 5 weeks old, I think. Then next spring, mother must have had a little stroke, what we all thought, because all at once, her legs must have given way and she must have fallen to the ground and broke her hip. And then I went up to Idaho and visited her. And it just happened to be, I was in Idaho when Roosevelt died, you know. And Mom was in the hospital when I came, but after a couple of days, she was then with Clara. I mean, with Hattie in Twin Falls, you know, in the hospital and at her home. And there's where I left her then. And she was seemingly coming all right, I thought. But I don't know just what set in. I think she got bed pneumonia or something like that in June, I believe. That isn't given there when she died, you know, I guess not. I think it was then in June of 45 when she died. And she had made arrangement at Gladstone, you know, that she'd be buried there. And so I think Hattie was one that came along down with the coffin, you know, from Idaho. And she had planned and had talked, of course, that pastor was gone by that time, to be buried from the church, just like my dad was from the Gladstone Church. Even though he was buried in Gilead, from Gilead, the service was held in the Gladstone Church. His mother had planned to be buried from the church too. But I don't know, the new pastor, I don't know, it was anyhow it was worked out instead of going to the church. The funeral service was held right in the funeral home where she had been brought from Idaho. And then she was buried. We were living at Bremen then, and we drove to Fairbury. Konecki, Mr. Konecki was one of the elders, beside our own car. He took several of them along, and we had the service there. And after the service, some people that knew us, I think, when my folks lived at Gilead, they invited us from the funeral to come to their home before we went back to Bremen.
Okay, that's
about